Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This 7:16, time now for Joe and Cindy Farini. Their My Marriage Matters segment, been going on for years here in the station, and we're so grateful for their advice every week. Welcome back to the show, you two.
Well, thank you.
With you. Good morning.
So we've been listening this morning.
Oh, no.
And we have a few comments.
Oh, no.
Well, first of all, Joey hardly ever gets up, and he's joining us here. We always, you know, we're in the bedroom because that's where we have the most sound effective cushion.
Okay.
So he's up. He was up early, I think at 4 o'clock or something. But he sat down here, and I said, "Joey, do you want to be on the radio?" And he goes, "Yes."
Oh, good.
So I practiced. I had him practice "Hi, Brian and Hannah," but he would only move his lips because he knows when we're on the radio, he has to be quiet.
Oh, Joey.
So Joey says hi to both of you.
Hi, Joey.
And secondarily. Hi, Joey.
Hey, buddy.
And secondarily, we would like to say that we did not have ham yesterday for our Easter dinner. However, we did have...
We had one bite of a peep.
You had a peep? Oh, that was a mistake. Why did you do that?
One bite of a peep.
Was it an error or what?
Confessions with the Farinis.
Yeah, it was my annual bite of a peep. It was a friend of ours... you know, was courteous enough to say, you know, thought we would like to have a peep. So I was just being gracious and said, okay, I'll take a bite of his head, and took the bite and put it down. And then said he had another bite of the same peep. So
still horrible tasting?
Until next year, we can put it up with that.
What did you have for Easter? I have to ask you, if you didn't have ham, what did you eat?
Actually, our daughter made a really delicious lemon chicken.
Oh.
It was delicious. So, yeah.
I feel like I'm the only family in Cleveland that had ham. I don't know what to say.
Yeah, probably if I would have had it, I would have served ham plus something else just to, you know, keep with the tradition. But you know what? I kind of like the idea of steak, Hannah. That sounded really good.
Yeah, I got to give my dad credit for that. Like, he's been advocating for this for years. Steve Ripka, you were right the whole time.
I'm on a losing streak today. Like, I'm on the biggest losing streak of my life. Oh,
I just
no.
Say, you know, have what sounds good to you, and that's the chicken sounded good and sure was good yesterday. So,
well, I'm sure it was better than the peep, that's for sure.
No question about that.
Now, we talked about companionship in marriage last week, and this week the two of you want to talk about commitment, huh?
Yes. We have three. This is really from you know, the family life material that we share when we speak at the conferences around the country. And I think we both think they're, you know, just, well, first of all, there's so much great information to help pre-marrieds as well as married couples of any, you know, any amount of years of marriage. So what we're going to share is, you know, what commitment looks like. And there's three aspects of commitment: faithfulness, respect, and forgiveness. So the first one is faithfulness. And really we feel that, you know, as a couple, we really have to regularly reaffirm what our commitment is to each other. And that's really our vows.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with that, Cindy. I mean, as married couples, we need to regularly be reminded that God is the one who designed our marriages in general. And when he designed this marriage thing, he designed it to be a covenant commitment between one man and one woman and God for a lifetime. And as you know, I mean, making a covenant in the eyes of God is a very serious matter. And it is my personal conviction that I believe that we once again as a culture need to embrace the sacredness of this marriage covenant. And unfortunately, this word commitment has been replaced by the word convenience in our culture. And I think last week we mentioned that good parenting was a byproduct of a good marriage, and a good marriage is one that's building companionship. But also a byproduct of a good marriage is a commitment to one another. And when children see commitment between mom and dad, that has some great side effects for our children.
So now when we examine faithfulness specifically in light of commitment, how do you see that playing a role in marriage?
Well, faithfulness, as we just, the first one is, you know, really reaffirming your commitment and your vows, and also building trust with each other, as well as building retrust and rebuilding all of that when you've had something that has, you know, entered into the marriage that then has broken that trust. So it could be just lying to each other. It could be unfaithfulness, you know, having an affair. There's so many ways that we can rebuild a marriage, but if you aren't willing to take the time to rebuild it step by step, that faithfulness is going to be very much tested. And then one other part of faithfulness is really developing a healthy attitude towards your spouse and recognizing that they are a gift to you. You know, when Adam received Eve as a gift, and that's how we need to receive our spouse. And the next one would be respect. And I love to think about this one, you know, especially in public. So it's so easy to be, you know, disrespectful anytime to any person if we let ourselves and we don't learn how to be respectful. But I think it's important, especially publicly with our spouses, so that, you know, we are reinforcing what we should be doing privately and vice versa. But one of the aspects of respect is just being a good listener, you know, not interrupting, not ignoring each other, not dismissing each other. That's just a really important piece. And then also validating each other's perspectives and opinion, just being respectful about that. I mean, Joe and I, we differ on so many things that we go through in every day of our life. And sometimes we just have to not sometimes, but all the time, be respectful that we think differently.
Yeah.
And that's part of marriage. That's just part of life, whether you're working with someone or living with someone as a spouse.
Well, I think what Cindy is saying is absolutely right on target. I think what this really kind of circles back to the whole idea of building trust in a marriage relationship. And building trust is that's a lifetime commitment to one another. I mean, you are constantly in process of building trust in a relationship. And, I mean, if you're in a rebuilding mode, that only implies that there must have been a violation of that trust at some point in time as well. And if that's the case, then we need to go through this whole process of one asking for true forgiveness of one another and then bringing reconciliation back into that relationship. And that takes time, of course. I mean, a great formula for trust is forgiveness plus consistent behavior over a period of time, and that will ultimately equal trust. And ways to do that is to do the things that Cindy's talking about, developing a healthy attitude towards your partner, respecting one another's perspectives and opinions. Doesn't mean you have to agree on everything, but at least respect one another.
Excellent stuff. Now, how about the role of forgiveness in terms of commitment in marriage?
Well, I feel like that's an area where we need to really keep short accounts with each other. That's a sort of a problem I think a lot of couples have, where they kind of let things go or throw it under the rug, sweep it under the rug, and just not address it. And pretty soon it becomes a big issue, and then they wonder why they're having marital issues, marital problems. So just keeping short accounts with each other, and you know, when you've made a mistake, said something you shouldn't, acted some way that you shouldn't have, to just ask for forgiveness and then, of course, you know, grant forgiveness as well. And then just, you know, a lot of people don't understand this next one, and that is to choose to live in the power of blessing. And, you know, we can either, in our words, we can either speak in insults or we can speak in blessings. And there's a power in giving a person a blessing when there's encouragement and positive, you know, direction for them in terms of, you know, how you see complimenting them and kind of giving them life direction. You know, there's really a lot to be said about positive words. And we're kind of thinking that we might talk about that next week a little further, because I don't think a lot of people know how that looks, and I think maybe it would be good to give some examples.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, choosing to live in that power of blessing that Cindy's talking about there, Brian, will greatly minimize conflicts in our marriages. And but clearly, the way to increase our commitment, which is the topic for today, the way to increase our commitment to each other and maintain, if you will, a culture of forgiveness and respect for each other, that's going to take place when we are actively choosing to bless one another in our marriage relationships. Again, we'll talk more about that next week, I believe. And that's just an incredible, powerful tool that all married couples need to have, just understanding what the power of blessing is all about.
Amen. Well, it's 7:29. We're going to have to say goodbye this week to our friends Joe and Cindy Farini, who join us each week this half hour to talk about marriage and their My Marriage Matters segment. Cindy, how can folks reach out to you to get more deeply connected?
Well, there's two ways. One is through our website, either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com, or on Facebook at My Marriage Matters. And our challenge for today would be just to keep those short accounts And what is one way that you could ask for forgiveness of your spouse today for something that you know that you should be asking for?
Excellent. Well, thanks, you too. Always appreciate your insights and advice, and we look forward to having you back next week.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Bye.